All right, so today we're going on a bit of a virtual trip.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, we're using these travel blogs from this couple, and they always seem to find the coolest places.
Yeah, I was looking at these earlier. They're really in depth.
Yeah, they don't just have like, the typical stuff you see in travel guides. It's more like,
Personal.
yeah, exactly. It's
Yeah.
like someone telling you about their trip, not just reading facts.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, so we thought it'd be cool to like, go through these and kind of pull out the best stuff, the stuff you wouldn't find just, Googling.
Like the hidden gems.
Exactly. And first up, Morocco.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and we're actually looking at two cities,
Oh, cool. Which ones?
Agadir and Marrakech.
Oh, wow. So, like two totally different sides of Morocco.
Yeah, that's what's so cool. Like, you see the variety even within one country.
So, what are they saying about Agadir?
Well, it's on the coast, so there's the beach, which, you think Morocco, you don't always think beach.
Right. It's more like desert, the markets, all that.
Exactly. But Agadir's got this chill vibe, and they even mentioned it can get foggy there because of the ocean currents.
Oh, wow. Fog in Morocco? That's not what I pictured.
Right. That's kind of wild. And they talk about how you can go from relaxing on the beach to exploring these old ruins, the Agadir Ufella.
Oh, yeah. I've seen pictures of those. The views look amazing.
Yeah, they said it's panoramic, like you can see the whole city and the coast.
So it's like you get the history and the chill beach vibes all in one place.
Exactly. Oh, and they had this tip about staying in a rayad.
A riad.
What's that?
It's like this traditional Moroccan house, kind of like a little palace with a courtyard.
Oh, that sounds so cool.
Yeah, and they said it's way more budget friendly than a hotel.
That's always a plus.
For real. And it's supposed to be a way better experience, like you actually get a feel for the culture.
Oh, for sure. Like, you're not just stuck in some generic tourist hotel.
Right. Which reminds me, they did mention something about, being mindful of the culture of Morocco.
Right, it's a Muslim country,
Yeah.
so. Yeah, they said, like, dress modestly, especially if you don't want to attract unwanted attention.
Yeah. Definitely good advice, being respectful of the culture.
Okay, so now let's switch gears to Marrakech.
All right, now we're talking. I've always wanted to go there.
They described it as this, like, sensory overload,
How so?
the souks, the markets, everything's happening at
Oh,
once.
yeah, I've heard about those markets, like a maze of stalls and stuff.
Yeah, and they said even the smells, like, intense, not always in a good way.
Oh, so it's like hitting all your senses at once, good and bad.
Pretty much. They did have one kind of practical tip, though, about safety.
Oh, yeah. Gotta be careful in a busy city.
Right. I mean, Marrakech is known for like hustle and bustle. So they said just be aware of your surroundings.
And if people are bugging you,
They said just be firm, but polite and say, Lala Shukran.
La la shukranan. Okay, gotta remember that.
Yeah, it means no thank you in Arabic.
Handy phrase.
Totally. Oh, and they had this kind of funny recommendation. They said to skip the leather tanneries.
Oh, yeah, I heard about those. They use like natural dyes and stuff.
Yeah, but apparently the smell is just like overwhelming.
Oh, so not so glamorous up close.
Not so much. They said go to the Jewish cemetery instead.
A cemetery.
Yeah, apparently it's really beautiful and it gives you this whole other side of the city's history.
Wow. See, this is what I love about these blogs. You wouldn't find that in a normal
I
guidebook.
know, right? Like, they're really pushing you to look beyond the obvious tourist stuff.
And being respectful of the culture, too, which is so important.
Yeah, definitely something to keep in mind, especially in a place like Morocco, where religion is so tied to everyday life.
So, Agadir for chill vibes, Marrakech for the full-on sensory experience.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how much variety you can find even within one country.
Yeah, Morocco is definitely going on my list now.
For sure. Okay, but now get ready for a totally different scene.
Where are we going now?
We're heading south to South Africa.
Awesome, I've always wanted to see Table Mountain.
Yeah, you and everyone else. But seriously, the pictures from these blogs are incredible.
Can't wait to hear about it.
Let's dive in. All right, so South Africa. Trading the souks for, well.
Mountains and coastline.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking Cape Town.
Such an iconic city.
Yeah, and from these blogs, it seems like adventure is like built into the place.
Oh, yeah. How so?
Well, obviously there's Table Mountain.
Gotta hike that, right?
Well, they took the cable car up.
Smart choice.
Maybe. But the views, they said, are just out of this world.
I bet, like, you can see the whole city sprawling out, the
And they
ocean.
mentioned the mountains too, like it's this whole panorama.
So stunning. But then they also went to Robben Island.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a totally different experience.
Heavy history there.
Yeah, it was a prison. Nelson Mandela was held there.
Yeah, for years.
I said it's really powerful, like, puts things in perspective.
Makes you think for sure.
And speaking of things to think about, they did talk about safety.
Right. That's always a concern with South Africa.
Yeah. And they didn't shy away from it. which I appreciate.
So what did they say?
Just be aware, especially at night. And don't, like, flash your cash around.
Common sense stuff, but easy to forget when you're on vacation.
Totally. Oh, and they had one very specific tip. Drink bottled water.
Oh, yeah. Good call. Can't be too careful with that.
Especially in a new place.
Right. Sometimes those little things make a big difference.
And it made me think about, you know, being a responsible traveler in general.
Yeah, especially in a place like South Africa with all its, you know, complexities.
Right, like being aware of the economic situation, being respectful.
Totally. Okay, but back to Cape Town. They mentioned this place called Strand.
Strand.
Yeah, a beach town. Sounds super chill.
Oh, cool. So like a getaway from the city.
Exactly. They said it's beautiful, great beaches, more relaxed vibe.
Sounds perfect after a day of exploring Cape Town.
Right. Best of both worlds.
But even with all the beauty, they didn't gloss over the harder stuff.
Like what?
Well, they talked about the economic disparities, how that's still a big issue.
Yeah, the legacy of apartheid, it's not just gone overnight.
Right. Important to remember that context.
Definitely. It's like travel can be fun and amazing, but it's also about engaging with the world, you know?
Totally. Seeing the good and the bad.
Yeah. And maybe even learning something along the way.
So Cape Town, mountains, history, beaches. Definitely a lot to take in.
It's like a microcosm of South Africa all in one city.
Kinda, yeah. Okay, but now we're jumping continents again.
Ooh, where to?
Get ready for ancient wonders. We're going to Egypt.
Wow, pyramids and pharaohs. Here we come.
This is going to be epic.
Yeah.
All right. Egypt, land of the pharaohs.
It's like stepping back in time, right?
Seriously, thousands of years of history.
I know. It's kind of mind-blowing.
So they started in Luxor.
Luxor, that's like the heart of ancient Egypt, right?
Pretty much. Valley of the Kings, Valley of the Queens, Karnak Temple.
Wow. All the big hitters.
They said it's like an open-air museum. Everywhere you look, history.
I bet. Did they have a guide?
Oh, yeah. An Egyptologist, apparently.
Nice. That's got to be the way to do it, right?
Yeah. They were saying how much it added to the experience, like getting all the stories in context.
Makes sense. You don't want to just wander around. Like, what am I looking at?
Right. Oh, and they mentioned something about photos.
Oh, yeah. What's the deal?
You can't take pictures inside the tombs.
Seriously?
I guess preservation. They're super fragile.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. I mean, they're thousands of years old.
Right. Okay. But then from Luxor, they went to Sharm el-Sheikh.
Sharm el-Sheikh, that's the Red Sea, right?
Yep, total beach resort vibe.
So it's like ancient wonders and then chilling on the beach.
Yeah, kind of crazy how diverse Egypt is.
So what did they think of Sharm el-Sheikh? Any cool tips?
Well, they did say if you're snorkeling or diving, wear a wetsuit.
A wetsuit? Why?
Apparently the coral's pretty close to the surface and sharp.
Oh, so you could get cut.
Yeah, they said it's easy to brush up against it accidentally.
Ouch, good to know. Always got to be mindful of the environment, too.
For sure. Oh, and they had this funny little observation. They stayed at a Marriott.
A Marriott in Egypt?
Yeah, and they said it was, like, super Russian.
What, like all Russian tourists?
Yeah, lots of them. And just, like, the vibe of the place.
That's funny. It's like a little pocket of Russia in Egypt.
Right, and it made me think about how, like, tourism changes places.
Oh, yeah, totally. You get these mixes of cultures, sometimes in unexpected ways.
And speaking of culture, they did mention a few things that, like, surprised them about Egypt.
Like what?
Personal space. They said it's way different.
Oh, yeah, different cultures have different norms for that.
Right, and lines, like, queuing up. They said it's just not really a thing.
Uh-huh. So it's like a free-for-all.
Kinda, yeah. But then they also talked about poverty in Luxor.
Oh, right. Yeah. It's easy to forget about that when you're focused on the pyramids.
It's like this stark contrast, these incredible ancient sites, and then right next to it, people struggling.
Makes you think about the impact of tourism, right?
Yeah. And like how we could be more mindful travelers.
Totally. So we've seen Morocco, South Africa, and Egypt all through these personal blogs.
It's amazing how much you can learn from someone's firsthand experience, you know?
Yeah, it's not just facts. It's like feeling what it's actually like to be there.
And I think that's what makes these deep dives so cool. We're not just giving info, we're sharing stories.
And hopefully inspiring people to go on their own adventures.
Exactly. So whether you're dreaming of haggling in a Moroccan souk, hiking up Table Mountain, or exploring ancient Egyptian tombs, remember, travel is about more than just checking off a list.
It's about experiencing the world, all its beauty and its complexities.
And maybe even discovering a little bit about yourself along the way.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Until next time, happy travels, everyone.